Shalom to all. Today's office is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Pei Zayin, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with Halacha Vav, the last halacha in the parak, and Vilnitzer's Daf. It's on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe, her neshama should have an aliyah. So we have our last discussion about Kaisev writing. Hakaisev Shteyosev Bishnei Limos. Somebody writes two different letters and two separate halamas, two separate lapses of awareness. Let's say Echad B'Shachris Vechad Ben Rabbaim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Shem Gamliel Machayev. Rabbi Gamliel says he's chayev because it's two letters. Vacham Pater Melacham Pater him. And the Gemara begins Vakashal to Rabbi Gamliel. We have a question from Rabbi Gamliel. That's a proper girsa. If a person cuts two separate gagaris, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and it was two separate lapses of awareness, two separate alamos, shema inay chayiv, do you think that he's not chayiv? Of course he's going to be chayiv, two separate lavin, because since he had two separate alamos, each one is considered its own iser, and therefore kshem sheha alimos chalkos, kach lo yitztarfu. The same way that when he has two separate alamos, that is chaylak, that divides, that differentiates between the two different actions that he did. We can't take two different alamos that he had and combine the two actions that he did. Second, Rav Gamliel and our Mishnah say that if he writes one letter in the morning and one letter in the afternoon in two separate halamas, two lapses of awareness, they were able to combine them and say, oh, it's considered like he wrote two letters and now he's chayev. The same way that two halamas is going to separate two full shiurim into two separate isurim and two separate karbonos chatois, we can't use two halamas to combine two half shiurim to be mechayev him. However, the Gemara answers that Rav Manah Amar Lestam, Rav Manah said it Stam without quoting somebody, basically said it in his own name, and Rav Avin said it b'shem Rav Yochanan. The Tamid Rav Gamliel Taman, Rav Gamliel's reasoning over there, meaning in our Mishnah, is that ain yadiya l'chatzi malacha. There's no such thing as a yadiya for half of a malacha, and there's also no yadiya for half of a kezias. The way that we're mechalik malachos and say that a person is chai for two separate things is with a yadiya in between. As we mentioned the Mishnah, and we've been talking about the whole Masechta, he does one thing with halama, with a lapse of awareness, then he has a yadiya, he knows that he did something wrong, then once again he has halama, lapse of awareness, so that's two separate actions. But when we're dealing with half of a malacha or half of a shir, that's not considered a yadiya at all. And that's what Gamliel was talking about in our Mishnah. Just because he wrote one letter and one lapse of awareness, another letter, another lapse of awareness, and he had that yediyah in the middle, that yediyah is not counted as anything. So it's actually considered like one big halama, and therefore he'd be chayiv. But now the Gemara asks, based off of that, the Chava saw in Zadin l'chatzi zayis, would we say similarly, that a person does something with kavana, he was Zadin, he was mezid, that he's not considered like he did something with mezid if he was only half of a shir? And if that's so, then would we say as follows, achol chatzi zayis b'zadin, v'chatzi zayis b'shgaga, ma'u shayit starfu. Let's say half a zayis of iser b'mezid, and half a zayis of iser b'shaygig, would we be able to mitzdar of that to be considered a full shear of chiyuv, and we don't have an answer to this question. Hajjalach parakabana, Mazlar finishing the 12th parak of Masechta Shabbos. We're exactly halfway through the Masechta right now. We have another 12 prakim to go. Just like we zechah finish this parak together, we should be zechah finish the entire Masechta together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And now moving right on to discuss another malacha, which we already talked about previously, very briefly in the 7th parak, which is oireg, weaving, and we had said according to the Chamim, a person's only chai for weaving on Shabbos if he weaves two threads. But here we're going to have machlekes about this. Rabbi Lezer says, if a person's starting out weaving something, he has to weave three threads worth, not just two, because it's three threads that's meskayim. Or ve'echad al arig, if he adds one onto something that was already woven, in these cases, chayiv. Arachamayim, they argue and say, as we already learned previously, whether a person's starting out weaving or he's at the end of weaving, shiura shnei chutin, the shiur is two threads. And now we clarify, the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Lezer, Amar ha'arig v'chulu, Amar of Ula of Ula says, time of Rabbi Lezer, what's Rabbi Lezer's reasoning? It's because ha'idei shlishi melachta meskayames. When he starts out the weaving process, it's only with the third thread that which he's doing is going to be solid and stable. If you just do two threads in the beginning of the weaving process, that's not strong and solid and stable enough. It's not going to be miskayim. It's not going to last long. And therefore, it's the third thread that makes it miskayim. The question is, Meir Belezer Krib Yuda? Does Reb Elezer hold a Krib Yuda? The Tanin Taman over there, we have a Mishnah. This has to do with kalayim of clothing, namely shatnis, forbidden mixtures of wool and linen. Reb Yuda says, Achi Shalish, that the only way we consider two garments, one of wool, one of linen, combined into one, is if he has three to keep three pass-throughs of a needle. Basak v'kubim and start from v'kalayim, they can start for v'kalayim, and so it seems to be that maybe Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yudah are saying the same thing, that you have to have three threads being woven in order for it to be a davar ha-meskayim. However, Amar Rav Simon says that no, Tamid Rabbi Lezer Taman, Rabbi Lezer's reasoning over there, which is really referring to over here, ayidei shlishi melachta meskayames, is only with that third thread that which he's doing is going to be meskayim, it's going to be long-lasting. Bram Hacha, however, over here, this regarding Rabbi Yudah's din over there, pachas mikan, light mistater, who, that's a proper girsa, less than this, it's not going to come undone, meaning over there, Rabbi Yehuda does agree that even if it's just two tkifas, even if it's just two pass-throughs of a needle, these two pieces of cloth, one wool, one linen, are not going to come apart even though there's just two stitches. It's just the reason why it's mechayev three is because it has to be considered a chibur or a mixture, if you will, and it's not considered a shatnis mixture of wool and linen unless there's three pass-throughs of a needle, but not because it's not meskayim. And therefore, Reb Elezer over here does not hold a Reb Yehuda over there. The Gemara continues, Ashkachas Amral Reb Elezer, it turns out that you say in regards to Reb Elezer's sheet of our Mishnah, Pezayinu and Bezayin on top, Pa'amim Shleisha B'tchila, sometimes a person is only mechayev for weaving three threads if that's the beginning of the garment, whereas pa'amim shnayim al gabay echad arug ma'esmal, sometimes you can be chayav for weaving two threads if he added that onto one that was already there from yesterday, and pa'amim echad al gabay shnayim arug ma'esmal, sometimes you can be chayav for even only weaving one on Shabbos if there was already two there yesterday and now he added one onto that, so that's a total of three, so he'd be chayav for that as well. However, Rabban de Kesar and Bayon, Rabban of Kesaria, they asked regarding this last case, Mahu echad al arig? What did Rabbi Elazar mean in our Mishnah when he said echad al arig? Echad al gabay shnayim or echad al gabay shloisha? Is it one on two or one on three? In other words, when Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah said echad al arig, that he's chayav for adding one onto something that's already woven, doesn't mean to be mechayav just for weaving one string itself. It just has to be a davar hamiskayim, something that's going to last, and therefore if he adds one onto two existing ones to make a total of three, so that's a davar hamiskayim and he's chayav. Or maybe that's not what he holds. Maybe when he says echad moisif al ha'arig, there has to be a davar hamiskayim there already. There already has to be three threads there, and only then if he adds one onto that is he chayav. And they don't have an answer to their question. However, the Gemara continues discussing Rabban de Hacha Amri, the Rabban over here, which is really in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, not the Rabban of Kesaria. They say that's not a problem. Echad al gabay shnayim, even if it's just one onto two, so now he has a total of three on Shabbos, even though only one of them was woven on Shabbos, he's chayev. Continue to discuss this. Now going back to Shitas Chachamim, let's say he's weaving a big talus, a big garment, betchila, if he's at the beginning of the garment, he has to weave two threads. However, if it's all the way at the end, this is the final touches of the garment, afilu kal shehu, even if he weaves just a little bit and it's not two threads, he's going to be chayev, because that's the completion of the garment. Similarly, according to some Gersoyes, if someone adds two threads onto a large piece of cloth that was already being woven, so he's going to be chayev because he wove two. However, al gabe imra, if he's adding on to imra, meaning if he's weaving at the edge of the garment, afilu kol shehu chayev, even if he wove on just a little bit, a kol shehu, he's chayev, because again, that's the end of the garment, that's the completion, and that's why he's chayev even just for a little bit. L'ma davar daima, what's this comparable to? Litzotzel katon, to a small belt, she'arg ba shnei chutim al rechav shleisha batim, that's very small, it's just 2x3, chayev, he's chayev for this, because that's the completion of the garment, and it's the same thing over here, when he completes the garment, even just adding on a little bit is going to be chayev him, even though it's not two threads. Continuing to discuss weaving, ubenefesh maseches kamad hu betchila. When he's weaving the vertical threads, he's adding on to the length of the garment, so then that's like the beginning of the garment, and he's only chayev if he adds on two. In other words, this whole idea of adding on a kolshu a little bit, and that's mechayev him, that's only when we're talking about the width of that which he's making, because once we have the width, we can't change it. So if he weaves on or does something a little bit to the width, he's going to be chayev for that. But when we're talking about the length, that could always be added on to, and therefore, even if he thinks he's finished, he still is only going to be chayev for adding on to, because again, he could always extend it. Imagine somebody's weaving a scarf. So they have their width that they want, they're not able to add on to that width, and they decided they want it to be 2 feet long. And then when they get all the way till the end of it, they say, you know what, I want it to be longer, so they can add on to the length and keep on weaving, and that's why, even when they're all the way at the end, they would still only be chayev for adding on to. Now, I further clarify that this is only with a beged, with a garment, because a garment, once you have the width, but you could add on to the length. However, vahin bada, when we're talking about regular cloth, it's not a garment, it's just a big piece of cloth. Afilu basayf ka'arighu, even when he's at the end and he finished it, it's still just like regular weaving, which means he's only be chayev for adding on to, and that's because what they used to do with cloth is they would make massive reams of it and cut it down to size for whatever garment they were making. And therefore, cloth is not really considered a finished product at all, again, because they're going to be cutting it down, and that's why no matter what stage of the process he's holding in when he's weaving this large cloth, he's only chayev for adding on two. Similarly, vahin lasaita, this thing that's called lasaita, it's something that's used in ships, afilu basayf ka'arighu, even when he's at the end of it, it's still like weaving, he's only chayev for adding on two, and not just a mashu, again, because he could always add on to it. Now, we discuss the same concept in regards to writing. Hakol maiden, everyone agrees, b'kaisav es hashem, that when a person's writing a word, ad shah sheyashlem, he's only chayev until he completes it. He has to complete the whole word, and only then he's chayev. But now, because of oisachas lahashlem es hashem, if he writes even one letter to complete a whole word, or v'oisachas lahashlem es hasefer, one letter, and that completes a whole sefer of Nevi'im, chayev, he's going to be chayev for that, because now we completed the whole thing. Now, what about the following? Because of oisachas b'chol, v'oisachas b'shabes. Let's say he wrote one letter during the week, and one letter on Shabbos. So now that he wrote that second letter on Shabbos, he has a total of two letters. Maybe he's chayev. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos, Rabbi Elazar is mechayev chatos, or is Rabbi Yeshua pater, Rabbi Yeshua paters him. The question is, lama, why is Rabbi Yeshua pater? Oy mishum kiya malacha, is it because he needs kiya malacha, he needs a full malacha of two letters being written on Shabbos? Oy mishum she'ena roi litzarif imoy, or maybe it's just because it's a technicality, it's not right to mitzarif with it. The first letter was written on Erev Shabbos, and that means by the time Shabbos came around, it was already dry, so now that he writes the second letter on Shabbos, it's still wet and moist, these two letters next to each other don't look alike, because the first one's dry, the second one is wet and moist, and they're ke'ilu like two separate things, and maybe that's why he's not chayev. So we answer, Esachami, come and see, ilu arag chot echad b'chol, chot echad b'shabes, shema enay pater, let's say a guy wove one, thread during the week and one thread on Shabbos, would you think he's not potter? Of course he's potter. He didn't do a full malacha of two threads on Shabbos. And Shema Eino Roy Litzdarif Imoy, would you say that these two threads are not roy to be mitzdarif with each other? Of course they're able to mitzdarif. A thread is a thread. It's not like it's wet and then becomes dry like a letter. El Mishum Kiyum Malacha. Rather we see it's because of Kiyum Malacha. A full malacha has to be done on Shabbos, and since two threads weren't woven on Shabbos, that's why he's not chayiv. And the same thing with letters. It's because two letters weren't written on Shabbos, that's why he's not chayiv, not because Eino Roy Litzdarif. And we have a raya for this. Kahid Amar Rav Yaakov Racha, it's just like Rav Yaakov Racha said, quoting Rav Yosef, who said, B'shem Rav Lazar, we had this before, Kos Vaisachas B'Tveria, a guy writes a letter in Tveria, Vaisachas B'Tziparin, and then another letter in Tzipari on the same Shabbos, Chayiv, he's Chayiv for that. Now, by the time he gets to Tzipari, of course the letter in Tveria is already dry, but he's still Chayiv for that. So it must be his Chayiv because he completed a full Malacha on Shabbos, writing two letters, even though they're not Mitzdarf with each other. Because again, by the time he writes the second one, the first one's already dry. Pechas someone else on the top, the Leichin Krebel Lazar, what do you want to say that this is like Rebbe Lezer? It's obviously not. It must be this like Rabbi Yeshua that you have to do a full malacha on Shabbos, and that's what's mechayev you. Now we have something very similar. The Gemara continues. Let's say he wrote one letter on this Shabbos and one letter the next Shabbos. Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatos. Rebbe Yeshua paiter. Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatos. And Rebbe Yeshua paters. And the Gemara asks, Esochami, come and see. Ilu kasev oisachas b'chol v'oisachas b'shabbos. Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatos. According to Rebbe Lezer, if a guy wrote a letter during the week and a letter on Shabbos, Rebbe Lezer mechayev chatos. Bein b'shabbos zu bein b'shabbos habal. Kol shekein. So if a guy writes a letter on one Shabbos and a letter on another Shabbos, wouldn't he for sure be chayiv? What's the chiddush over here? And the answer is mnei chachamim shein paturin. The chiddush is in the chachamim that they pater, meaning in shitas Rabbi Yeshua that he paters in this case. In the previous case where he did part of the malacha during the week and part of the malacha on Shabbos, we're able to say he didn't do a full malacha on Shabbos and that's why he's pater. But in this case that we just mentioned, where he did the full malacha on Shabbos, it's just that half of it was last Shabbos and half of it was this Shabbos. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua is mechayiv, and that's the chiddush that he paters even when both halves were done on Shabbos. And the reason for patur obviously is because half was last Shabbos and half was this Shabbos. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss weaving style malachas. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.